Good morning and welcome to Tuesday morning, April the 9th in 2024 on When I Rise. Today we continue Year B, the third Sunday after Easter, and on the Tuesday of the week, we'll take a look at the Psalm passage, which comes to us from this week from the Revised Common Lectionary in this week of the church's calendar year. And so we find ourselves towards the beginning, Psalm 4. So let me read that passage, provide a couple points for reflection, and then we'll spend our time praying along the theme that we find there. Thanks for making this part of your morning on When I Rise. Let's allow our souls to rise and meet God together in a time of prayer. Psalm 4. Answer me when I cry out, my righteous God. Set me free from my troubles. Have mercy on me. Listen to my prayer. How long, you people, will my reputation be insulted? How long will you continue to love what is worthless and go after lies? Know this, the Lord takes personal care of the faithful. The Lord will hear me when I cry out to him. So be afraid and don't sin. Think hard about it in your bed and weep over it. Bring righteous offerings and trust the Lord. Many people say, we can't find goodness anywhere. The light of your face has left us, Lord. But you have filled my heart with more joy than when their wheat and wine are everywhere. I will lie down and fall asleep in peace because you alone, Lord, let me live in safety. This is the word of God for us. All right, so Psalm 4, many classify as lament of this official protest or grievance that one has when they examine their life and they see that it's not adding up. And I think if you were to collect a lot of the content from the Old Testament, whether it's in the Psalms or in the writing prophets, and then some of the narratives that we find earlier in the Old Testament, there is lament everywhere. And that's striking because, I mean, the people of God, they feel like they have the license to air their grievances before God. And I think it highlights maybe this unusual piece of the faithful life, which is that we can be real about our complaints and we can bring them to God. And they're not like shouted into a void, but they're actually quite constructive. And I think this kind of flies in the face a little bit of like a modern versions of American religion, which tries to only focus on the optimistic and maybe the happy, we can even call it happy sappy, parts of the faith. And we don't talk about the painful stuff, right? I mean, you could even pick up a devotional today and it supposedly goes cover to cover from Genesis to the maps. And you may not cover a lament. You might, just in a very cursory sense, or there might be a devotional for those who are walking in bewilderment or walking through depression or walking through challenging times, they might approach the topic of lament. But when it comes to like this, the balance of scripture, you don't hear a lot of preaching on this. Like you don't hear a lot of lessons on this. And I think that's why we need the Revised Common Lectionary. It just doesn't steer us away from these things, but it steers us towards these things. I was thinking about the genre of lament. I was listening to some music and I was listening to that Blink-182's Greatest Hits playlist on Spotify. And I got to a track that's a well-known song from Blink-182. It's called Stay Together for the Kids. And as I listened to it, this is like an appropriate form of lament. It's written on, from the vantage point of a kid whose parents are going through divorce. It's like this long, bitter thing where they kind of stayed together for the kids and then they finally called it quits. But, there was definitely profound sadness in the house all the way through then. And what it is basically a kid is reckoning with all that pain. And I just thought, if this is something that one of the official band members went through, like, what a neat avenue to, like, kind of metabolize some of this pain and make it meaningful and to try to put it out there so that there's some like internal healing that could take place. And I think that's what's the appropriate thing of lament. There's a neat quotation from Peter Enns and another Old Testament scholar talks about lament, how lament is quite productive for either the individual or for a corporate group of people because it points all of our grievance towards God. It's like pointed directly at God, like we're dunking on God, but we lift our voices to God, knowing that God's going to absorb it, that God's not going to be like a friend of ours who just, they've had enough and they walk away, and therefore we're left with all of our pain. But, God takes it and allows us to express it all, to get it out, and then he absorbs it. He takes it deep within himself, and he remains, and we can continue to dwell with God there. I think that we see those two different moods in Psalm 4. It starts with this personal plea in verse 1, and then there's like this lament pointed towards a group of people, perhaps the opponents that this person has. Like verse 2, how long, you people, will my reputation be insulted? How long will you continue to love what is worthless and go after lies? But then there is this verse of confidence. Know this, the Lord takes personal care of the faithful. The Lord will hear when I cry out to him, right? So I think that we could see how this processes some of our pain, right? We're in the midst of a world that's ever-changing. It seems like headlines come out and it shifts conversation. It causes people to be more afraid or more angry. And sometimes I think as I walk among the body of Christ, we just don't know what to do, right? Do we engage with the headlines? Do we engage with what's going on inside the Beltline of D.C. of all places, or what's happening at the West Bank in Palestine? Or do we just try to move on and say, you know, the world's big, I'm small, these things are bigger than me, I have no idea what's going on, the media is slanted, so I don't even know what I hear is correct. And so we've got this, you know, where we just kind of like remove ourselves from the situation. But even if we do so, there's still like this gnawing deep inside that we want things to get better. And then where do we start? Because it seems like any idea that we might have, it can be neutralized by simply the fact that the world is big and we're very small and we're incapable of really changing much. I think this is why it's important to excel in the exercise of lament, to air our grievances to God so that he can absorb them and remain with us and begin to put us back together. I think that might have been what's going on here in Psalm 4. The lament is aired, and then there's this confidence that rises up. And that's going to be my prayer, that if you and I take some time today to really let God know what hurts us, what's the deep pain in our heart, that he's not going to be chased away. He's not going to be surprised by it at all, at least. And he will commune with us there. And hopefully the comfort of God overflows into our life as we're real about the pain that we experience. One of the things that I've seen as a challenge in my life and have seen in other people's lives is we can avoid or we can deny that we're in pain only for so long. And then when it really, the bubble pops deep within, it's a sad situation. We have no one to go to with it, right? We're just kind of left within it, and the world looks bleaker, and the shades are pretty dark, and the light is not in. And so I'm so thankful for the good news that God wants to be the God of all of our lives in every season, including the season that we're in pain. So perhaps today you and I might find the license to air that pain to God so that we can experience his comfort as we do so. So those things in mind, let's spend some time praying to our God this morning. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we thank you that all is contained within you. All of life is something that can be hosted within your grace and your economy of mercy. And so we thank you that we don't have to be in the best of moods or in the best of seasons to desire to connect with you. We thank you that you are a God who embraces all of us. And we thank you that you're the God who drew near to us in the midst of our plight and situation. Jesus, you were made in every way like we are. And you lived our life in every way that we were, experienced the same temptations, and yet you were victorious and you were without sin. And so we thank you that you understand quite personally all that the human experience is. And so God, we just confess to you today that the body of Christ is experiencing the panorama of desires and thoughts and pains and sorrows and joys. And so I just pray for my brothers and sisters today that as we may wake up with pain in our hearts or heaviness, that we might find the courage to bring it all to you and into your care. And I pray that as we do so, God, that we would also sense this great comfort that exists within you, and that we might have a confidence to continue to face what we need to face because of the comfort that we receive from you. And so, God, I just pray for the global body of Christ today. Give us the license to be honest. And I pray as we do so, that you would also give us the experience of your great, profound love. We ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.